episode 238 of Victorious Mindset.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Now, seriously, I'm asking you a serious question. How are you doing? Really want to know. Now, don't tell me you're busy. Well, maybe you are busy and you're multitasking. You have so much to do because guess what? Breathe. This is your time. So I just want you to clear your head of the craziness that you have left of the day. Or maybe you have not even left of the day. Maybe you have the whole day in front of you. Regardless, breathe and take some time for you. I just want to applaud you for doing that because you're doing it right now. You've turned on this podcast and you're like, okay, I'm plugging in. So I'm glad you've plugged in. I'm glad you're here. It thrills my heart to pieces. And today we're going to have some fun. Well, I think we're going to have fun. Are you ready for some fun? I'm ready for some fun. I really like to exercise a little bit, but you can't see me right now. But I'm working on that. Hopefully here things calm down a little bit after we get things settled in with the family. For those of you who don't know, my grandmother passed away yesterday. And so things are a little bit kind of crazy, not exactly, but it does change priorities. And to me, family is always a priority. And so I'm not going off the grid. I am trying to plan in advance so that when I do take a couple days away and can really focus on the family, that you will continue to be inspired and fed and motivated so you can continue on with your journey and where your life is headed. Because know that I am thinking about you. Now, in all of that, come on over to createyournow.com. I want to see you there. I want to get to know you. I want to learn what you need. Where are you in your journey? What are your struggles? Where are your challenges? Because today we're talking about a victorious mindset. What is your mindset? Do you have a mindset? Well, I got to tell you this. Are you ready to hear something you've absolutely positively never, ever, ever, ever heard before? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Really? No, are you ready? Okay, here we go. Life is, yeah, I paused there. I didn't disappear. Life is. So I asked this question and I wanted some feedback. So I'm going to read you what my feedback was and then I'll tell you later about who this feedback came from. Life is amazing, special, beautiful. Okay, that was one. Life is what God gives you to worship Him. Life is, I have no idea. Life is beautiful, struggle, full of laughter, full of heartbreak. Life is. What do you say life is? Well, I asked that question to, can you believe it or not, to children. And you may ask, well, why did you ask it to children? Well, you see, with children, they don't have all the craziness before them. They don't have the experiences. They haven't gone through the experiences. Their life, so to speak, has not been tainted by maybe challenges or struggles, et cetera, et cetera. So I asked this to three different people, one to a fifth grader, one to an eighth grader, and one to a 10th grader. And guess what? Yes, they're my children. So I took it. But they didn't know what I was using it for. So now when they listen to it, they're going to be like, really, Mom? They always expect, you know, Mom, are you up to something? You're doing this. You're figuring me out. You're trying to figure something out. No, I don't. But it is very interesting. So the first one, life is amazing, special, and beautiful. That came from my fifth grader. Little Grayson said that. He was very quick. In fact, the very first thing he said was amazing. He paused and said special. And I just looked at him and I smiled. And then I said, okay, anything else? And he said, beautiful. And I thought that was just neat. I mean, those are the words that he came up with. We were just sitting on the bed talking. Then I asked my eighth grader. My eighth grader, who's Einstein. Okay, it's not Einstein. It's little Noah. And he's not little. He's taller than me almost completely. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's in eighth grade. He still has growing room. Okay. So when I asked him life is, he goes, all right, what is this going to be used for? I didn't say anything. I said, I was just curious. And little Grayson was there and he was like, oh, I already answered mine. I said, Grayson, you can't tell him your answers. And so Noah went on to tell me, he said, well, he goes, do you want the religious aspect or do you want it from me? And I thought, oh, okay. I said, I want both. And he goes, okay. So he said, life is what God gives you to worship him. Yeah, blew me out of the water. And I'm his mom. Okay, that was heavy. And then he goes, well, if it's just me thinking or his life is, I don't know. I have no idea. I thought, okay. Which, excuse me, which means he really hadn't put, you know, his two different perspectives was he really thought about it from the Christian point of view, what he believes, his faith, what holds him. But then if he was just chit-chatting, and depending upon maybe who was asking the question, he may have just said, well, I have no idea. Interesting perspective. The last one was my daughter, Ashley. And I said, well, life is. And she said, beautiful, struggle. Those are her first two. And she goes, are you interviewing me? And I said, oh, no, I'm not interviewing you. Which really, I'm kind of not. I'm just asking a question. She just doesn't know I'm putting it on the podcast. Sneaky mommy, sneaky mommy. Anyway, so she said beautiful and struggle immediately. And then she paused and went on to say, well, full of laughter. And she smiled ear to ear. And then she paused again and I said, anything else? And she goes, full of heartbreak. Interesting how she gave beautiful and full of laughter and then struggle and full of heartbreak. Too good and too bad. All of these of different ages, all raised by the same parent, obviously different influences of you know, different sides of the family. My question to you is, what do you say life is? How would you answer that question? Have you even asked yourself ever that question? Are you just doing life the way, well, life happens? As you reflect on that, as words come to your mind, are those words more toward the positive or toward the negative? Are they optimistic or are they pessimistic? Are they good or are they bad? Maybe they're a combination. Maybe you see it. Interesting how as the age went up, how different the answers were. Now, some of them could relate. I mean, they could be synonyms of each other. But between the fifth grader and the 10th grader, amazing how different it is. In order to achieve success, it all depends on your mindset. Remember, you control you. In order to be the best mom you can be, I don't care if you spend $10 million to go and learn from the best mother in the world, which good luck if you find one, because we all make mistakes. But if you had that and you did that, who is still in control? If you went and took all of this and you learned and we went to all of the workshops, it was a whole long week program, you spent all that money and you came home, would anything change? I don't know, would it? You see, you are only the one who can make a change. It's your mindset. My desire for you is for you to have a victorious mindset, seeing good in the bad, believing in hope when all is in despair, continuing to climb the mountain instead of settling for the valley. It's real tough. I mean, life just isn't easy. I look with my grandmother passing away, and if you listen to this previous episode, Amazing Grace, it was a tribute to her, a gift that she has given me. And in that gift, though, that she has given me with Amazing Grace, and then obviously followed by unconditional love, is that everything that she did, she had this mindset of being victorious. And part of that was truly out of her faith. It was that she wanted to do well. She wanted it to be in favor of God, that when he looked upon her, that he would say, well done, good and faithful servant. She really acted in that. She served that way. She had the victorious mindset. The one that says, even in the bad, I can see the good. I may not like the bad. I may not want to deal with it, but there's still something positive that's going to come from this. She passed that on to my mother, who has then passed it on to me. I look at it, and as my son was interviewing me for his homework, which, I mean, come on, really? I interview them, they interview me, I have to laugh. So I'm like, okay, you have to interview me, I'm going to interview you. And he goes, this is not fair. I said, that's all right. Life isn't fair. What is life, right? Okay, so anyway, but he was interviewing me, and he asked some questions like, okay, so what was the most embarrassing moment that you had when you were a teenager? And I had to stop and think. He also said, how did you deal with peer pressure? Or what was the one thing that, with peer pressure, what was some of the things that involved you when you were growing up as peer pressure? Was it like alcohol? Was it cigarettes? Was it, the clothes you wore, et cetera? And it was all about peer pressure. You know, they're dealing with this first time, back to school. They do all of these. They have to go through it. And which I think is great. It gets the conversation started. And so in thinking about this, though, it brought me back to the victorious mindset. In looking at how everybody else handled it growing up, I did look at life as being half full and not half empty. Even though I may have had a bad day at school or a bad moment, I didn't let it ruin everything. You know, some people would call it putting on your big girl panties. Whatever it took, I was going to find something good out of the bad. Now, I don't know if that's because Romans 8:28 was maybe quote unquote beaten into me. All things work to good for those who love the Lord. But that doesn't mean that just because you believe that everything's going to work how you want it to work, right? Because it's not saying that. It's saying that something will come good of it for those who love the Lord. That doesn't mean we're going to get always what we want. But I think that's what we hope for. And so it's real easy to kind of begin to shy away and pull away from this mindset of being victorious to a mindset of being, I deserve it now mindset. This is mine. I deserve it. Well, no, we don't. However, what we do deserve is what we can control ourselves. Okay? What we do deserve is what we can control ourselves. So if you're sitting there going, gosh, I wish I was somewhere else in life, I don't like what I'm doing, then what are you doing about it? What is life? This is tough, I know, but I told you we were going to start to go deeper. And life is not easy. It's not. It is filled with challenges, some of which you cannot control. However, you can control your response. Way, 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 way back when in the early podcast, I did a whole thing on E plus R equals O, life's equation. Go back, look it up. I can't remember the number off the top of my head. Sorry, I forgot to look it up. But it's E plus R equals O. That's event plus response equals outcome. What you have control over is your response. Your response is going to be based off of what? Your mindset. If you have a negative mindset, if you see everything as bad, if you see things as, whoa, oh, woe's me, or I deserve this, or it should just happen, then what do you think the outcomes are going to be? Probably not all that great, because you just think everything should be just how you want it. And it's not that way. But if you take the response that you can have and the mindset is a victorious mindset, a mindset as to, I can do this. And maybe I didn't do it right this way, but if I make this little tweak, maybe something will be different. I see this happening. I can do better. I've got this. I'm a winner regardless because I'm trying. I'm actively seeking out a victorious mindset. Which one would you rather have? Which mindset would you rather own? Well, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, I want the victorious one, because that's who you are. You long to be what? Living victoriously, having victory. Victory over what? Over life, over the struggles, over the challenges, even over the awesomeness of your life. You want to celebrate those too. So how can you have a victorious mindset? How? Well, here you go. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Go and celebrate. That's it. Go and celebrate. What? You're telling me to have a party? I am. I am telling you to go and celebrate. Have a party. You need to have a party regardless of where you are in life. I am actually celebrating my grandmother's death. Now that sounds horrible, doesn't it? She lived a very long life. She has left an amazing legacy. I haven't even calculated how many great-grandchildren she has. It is amazing. And we have been so blessed to have known her, to be raised by her to be an influence in all of our lives. It is truly a joy. My youngest came in to me, and out of the blue, and it brought me to tears immediately, and I hope I won't cry now, but out of the blue, he goes, you know what, Mom? Great-grandma's in no more pain, is she? And he just smiled from ear to ear. He got it. A victorious mindset. The death was not a loss. It was a gain. A victorious mindset. It's the little things in life that matter. It's the little things. Grab on to that. And how do you do that? Go and celebrate like this. Number one, look for the beauty. Look for the beauty. Truly, you can find it. You can find the beauty. You can find the good in it. If you are only looking for opportunity of ugliness, opportunity of negativity, then guess what you will find? You will uncover those rocks. But if you want to find the gems and you want to find the beauty, then go and search for those. I promise you, they may not always be honking huge, but they're going to be there. And they add up. It's the little thing. So look for the beauty. Number two, have gratitude. Be grateful for where you are, even in your struggles, even in the challenges. Why? Because that's where you learn. That's where you're stretched. That's where you grow. If not, why grow up? Seriously. It's those kind of things that allow us to become your best selfie. That's where you're growing. Is when you're challenged and when you go through struggles. So look for beauty, have gratitude, and number three, be intentional. Be intentional with what you're doing. You cannot have a victorious mindset without working towards it. That means you have to be on point. You have to go, oh, wait, oh, man, I'm thinking this way. Well, hello. So that may mean that you have to write something down. If you need to trigger a victorious mindset, put a post-it up and say, think victory, think success, bring a smile, be intentional. I know that you can do this. I believe in you. I'm carrying your belief torch with you. I am cheering you on because God made you so beautiful. And I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Be present. Be incredible. I'll talk to you real soon. Hugs, kisses, and lots of blessings. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.